Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your obligatory Theater Week Hamilton-themed Daily Nerd Devo. Take a break. For those of you who don't understand those words beyond the song title that I just referenced, that means to stop what you're doing and do nothing for a while. Weird, right? Don't feel bad if you don't get it. I still have a hard time with it too. Because for me, there's always another project, another hill to climb, another proverbial battle. I'm always either tinkering with or planning something. That's good, right? Society promotes the idea of being busy and productive as a virtue. Answer that email right now. Don't put off that chore. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. This is why we love Hamilton, both the musical and the character. He's always going for it, always aggressive, absolutely nonstop. It's also why Aaron Burr, a guy who waits, is the antagonist. But curiously enough, the musical points out that neither approach is completely right, suggesting that the best course of action lies balanced somewhere in between. Throughout the musical, for every time Burr misses an opportunity in favor of the James 2:15 through 16 thoughts and prayers path of being patient and waiting it out, Hamilton finds himself in deep trouble because he can't seem to stop and think in his headlong pursuit of revolutionary societal change. In the end, we actually find their ideologies have flipped, with Hamilton preferring not to engage unless pressured to do so, and Burr rushing unthinkingly into the duel that ends up being Hamilton's last, realizing too late that the world was wide enough for both of them, and waiting and calming down would have been the better course of action. The personification of why the Bible says in Psalm 4:4, "In your anger, do not sin." When you are on your beds, search your heart and be silent. We live in a world that is in so much of a rush to get things done that it is easy to forget that sometimes the best action is to disengage and do nothing, to expectantly wait. It is the most uncomfortable of circumstances sometimes because you want to solve a problem or resolve an argument, but the time isn't right or someone isn't ready. I've had the opportunity to do a lot of waiting lately. I started volunteering at vaccine clinics in my area, and it's been polarizing to say the least. Many people I encounter are happy that I'm there and happy to do their part in getting us all past COVID by getting vaccinated. But I've also had my fair share of people who have been mistrustful, aggressive, and downright ready to fight at the mere mention of me doing it. And while I think it's a good idea to get the vaccine, I'm not going to force anyone to do it. So the only thing I can do is sit there, be silent, and be available if someone has questions. I've even had to take a break from people I've been friends with for years because they'd rather insult me, my intelligence, my experience, and my decisions than listen to a full sentence of my explanation as to why. I still care deeply about them, but I feel hurt and angry, and I can't resolve this if I'm not allowed to speak. That's not friendship. It would be the best thing ever if I was able to resolve this and forgive before the sun went down. I don't want to be enemies, but hurts are not quickly resolved when I did nothing wrong. You know, besides doing extensive research and acting on the results. So my only option right now is wait. Wait for them to be ready to hear what I have to say, and wait for my hurt and anger to cool so I can resolve this without sinning and be there for my scared friend who I'm sure will have many questions when they are ready to ask them. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of a puzzle God made. Take care.